In recent weeks, we've been taking a deep dive into the issue of pregnancy discrimination in the workplace. We've talked to attorney Jo Carol Nesset-Sale about her past experience in 1971 with discrimination, which went all the way to the Supreme Court. And we've talked to associate professor Dr. Laura Little in Terry College about her present work researching how women respond to acts of discrimination. For our final segment of this series, we're going to take a look into the future of how lawmakers are looking to solve this issue. Dr. Dawn D. Bennett-Alexander, an associate professor in UGA's Terry College of Business, says the current guidelines of the Pregnancy Discrimination Act should provide adequate protections for pregnant workers.
In 1978, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act was passed, and what it did was it amended Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, so employees cannot be discriminated on the basis of pregnancy.
However, she says it doesn't always work out that way.
Policymakers in the workplace tend to think of pregnant women as differently abled and less capable. When you have somebody like that deciding whether you should leave somebody in a workplace, it's always going to come up no, because they don't think you should be there anyway. So the idea of making accommodations for you to be there is not going to come from that place that thinks that you are capable of doing the job in the first place.
But both state and national lawmakers seem to be trying to do something about this. In 2017, Georgia lawmakers introduced the Georgia Pregnancy Workers Fairness Act, which has since evolved into the Working for Two Act.
The goal of the legislation is to provide greater clarity.
For Rosa Freeland, a policy associate with the nonprofit organization A Better Balance, is helping advise lawmakers on this bill.
We hear from pregnant workers who need reasonable temporary job modifications, and for employers, it's difficult to understand what their obligations really are under the current law.
And as Dr. Bennett-Alexander points out, the bill would not only benefit pregnant workers, but employers too.
If the employer can give a legitimate reason why this accommodation should not be done, then it will allow them to get out of it. The other piece of that is that the employee would not be able to reasonably reject what would otherwise be an accommodation just because they don't like it. And the law wants the employer to be able to run their business in the most efficient way possible.
If the bill passes, Georgia will join a growing list of 27 states who've passed similar legislation. But not all of the action is happening at the state capitol. Congresswoman Lucy McBath, a freshman Democrat from Georgia's 6th Congressional District, is co-sponsoring a national bill called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, which, as Dr. Bennett-Alexander explains, would help reinforce existing national protections for pregnant workers.
Both of them would put into statutory form that pregnant women would be able to get an accommodation. Under the law as it stands, the only categories the law requires an accommodation for are religion and disabilities. When you put into the law and do not leave to discretion the fact that there have to be accommodations made, then you've got the edict that says you got to do something about this. Now, what it still leaves out there is what that accommodation is. But at least you would have the language there that says these are people whose situation of being pregnant, number one, you realize that it's only temporary. And two, this really isn't somebody just trying to fool the system.
A Better Balance's co-founder and co-president, Dina Baxt, recently spoke to Congress in support of this national bill. The group's vice president, Elizabeth Gedmark, told us more about that moment.
Dina Baxt testified at a congressional hearing in support of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act and stated that it should not depend on luck or location for a pregnant worker to get a modest accommodation.
Though it will take some time to see whether or not these bills go into effect, Dr. Bennett-Alexander says this fight is not dying down.
The Pregnancy Discrimination Act was passed years ago, and it has been a fight the entire time. Women are in the workplace and they're not going back, and they are going to have kids. So why this keeps being fought, I'm not quite sure.
To hear this story again and to listen to our interviews with attorney Jo Carol Nesset-Sale and UGA professor Dr. Laura Little, you can visit our website at wuga.org.